Accounting Hour does not create or imply an attorney-client relationship unless otherwise stated. Tax Law Solutions and its affiliates are not a law firm. The information contained in the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.
Coming up on the Tax Planning Hour with 2019 looming, we're going to discuss what closely held business owners can do today to reduce their tax bill this year and for years to come. We'll have that and more right after this.
This show brought to you by Tax Law Solutions, strategic tax planning with proven results.
The Tax Planning Hour with your hosts, Dave Runge and Richard Columbin. The Tax Planning Hour takes a deep dive into how business owners can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in taxes annually. Doug has over 30 years of business experience, from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And Richard is a tax attorney and CPA with a passion for interpreting the tax code. Together, they created Tax Law Solutions and have been helping others save on taxes for more than 10 years. Hey, welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. This is the Tax Planning Hour, and in studio with me, the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, Dave Runge and Richard Columbic. Let me give you a little background on Dave. Dave is an Oxford PhD, former CEO of multiple companies, a former Fortune 500 division president, former Deloitte consulting partner, and so much more. And we'll go the other way, say Richard Columbic. Richard is a CPA, a tax law attorney, in fact, one of the top tax lawyers as listed by the National Law Journal. He's former chairman of the State Bar's Federal Tax Committee. He's the author of a new book on taxation. I'm going to talk about that this week, I promise. And he's also a featured speaker by CPA societies, bar associations, and other professional groups. Wow, it's always so impressive to hear, you know, to hear what you guys bring to the table.
Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. We believe our background and experience can aid not only our existing clients, but our new clients and friends from the radio as well that are business owners who are profitable. And if they're paying too much tax, we can help.
But that's the thing, too. And Dave, hi, how are you, by the way?
Very good. Thanks, Steve. Good to hear you.
Yeah, nice to be here as well. And Dave, can you just again kind of give us a 20,000-foot view of what Tax Law Solutions is and what you do?
We're a consulting firm that focuses on small to medium-sized businesses, that being a relative term. Relative meaning a client may have $1 million, may have $100 million of revenue, but are disappointed in their current tax plan because they feel they're paying too much tax, and they probably are. Small, closely held businesses, as I've defined them in that wide range, which isn't so small actually, have often outgrown their current tax plan. They operate in the same tax structure, the same strategies they were 10, 15 years ago when their world was different and their business was very different. So we focus in that area and try to get the attention of these busy business owners to focus on their biggest single expense, which is often their taxes.
Really? That's often the biggest expense in a business, a closely held business?
Well, in a closely held business, the tax translates usually straight to the owner. And that's where the tax is experienced, and it can be pretty ugly.
Sure. Well, and again, so, and Richard, you know, your part in all of this is pretty amazing because you dig into that tax code, you begin to interpret and look at and evaluate what it is, what it isn't, and come up with some solutions that can help folks save money.
Well, absolutely, Steve. We've been doing it, and myself for a long time, I've had great experience and exposure relative to working on billionaire families, private tax staff, working on some of the wealthiest clients at one of the largest tax firms in the world, and being able to take all that experience from billionaires, centimillionaires, multinational companies, and utilize and apply it to the closely held business. It brings a lot more strategies to the table that are not normally or generally utilized by the closely held business.
And
I'm sorry, by not utilizing them, means they're paying too much tax.
And that really, it sounds simple, and it really is, I guess, isn't it? I mean, when you're paying that much money in taxes, you just assume, perhaps wrongly, that that's the way life is, but it doesn't have to be.
You're correct, Steve, because almost every client, in fact, I'd go on a limb and say every client has told us that their tax professional told them they're doing everything they can.
Of course.
And of course they're not, because to do everything you can, it means someone or some firm must know everything in the tax code. And that is literally impossible.
Of course. Well, even for you, right? I mean, you don't know everything in the tax code. You know things that are advantageous for closely held businesses that most others don't.
You know, I want to have that to our listeners be a warning sign. If they hear from their current tax professional that they're doing everything they can to reduce their taxes, that's often a symbol that their current tax advisor has stopped working for them, because the tax code changes daily. Tax laws are always evolving. It takes a considerable amount of effort to stay on top of all this. And when that claim is made, that's a warning sign.
Well, and I think it just makes sense to get a second opinion. I mean, you know, we do that with a doctor, we get a second opinion. So why not on our taxes, which is one of the biggest expenses out there? And again, folks, if you want to get in on this right now, 678-TAX-HELP is the number. We have some open phone lines for you right now. We'd love to hear from you. So again, getting back to the tax code, we were talking before the show. I was doing a little research trying to figure out how many pages the tax code is. And, you know, one, again, you talk about fake news, and boy, there's the range of stories out there from 70,000 pages to 8,000 pages or somewhere in the middle. The only thing I found that was concrete was that the tax code has doubled in size since 1985, whatever that means. But long story short, it's a complicated, complex document or documents.
Well, that's the funny part about tax simplification, Steve.
Simplification.
Everyone hears about it. The tax law is much simpler now. Well, it might be in some areas, but it sure isn't in others. And with twice as much tax code in over 30 years, it's a very difficult fact to swallow that is it really simpler?
Well, I mean, I'll ask you, is it, Richard, or is it not?
I believe it's become more complex, even with the elimination of certain individual deductions. They've added more complexity for closely held businesses to try to change the tax game, so to speak, by reducing corporate taxes to a lower level, by offering a deduction for qualified business income, but making it a complex interpretation to determine what is that number and how do you get to it as the business gets more complex, and whether or not there's an overall number. And there's many tax practitioners that believe they've found the ideal number for a business that qualifies as qualified business income for a closely held business, mm-hmm. as to what percentage should be salary and what percentage should be distributions, and the fact that certain type of closely held businesses have a more difficult time qualifying and needlessly subject themselves to additional tax in spite of the new law.
Well, again, that's what you guys do, is to kind of sort through all of that. And Dave, you know, your experience as a you know, frontline business guy, who's run companies, who've seen companies grow, who've helped companies grow. This was so critical to you, and so very serendipitous that you wound up, you know, bumping into Richard, and the two of you really connected and have been helping businesses save money on federal income taxes for a long time. I mean, what a remarkable thing.
It was a remarkable opportunity for me when I met Richard 20 years ago and became a client. I certainly always wondered what others were doing that I didn't know how to do. And I was looking for an advisor who could give me those answers. When I found Richard, it was pretty clear that he had those answers. He had the experience, and he knew something that other advisors who were already, quote, doing everything they could to reduce my taxes apparently weren't doing.
Right. Well, and Richard, one of the things that you do, you've said this before, is that you go in there and you literally mine the tax code like mining for gold. I mean, you find the nuggets in there by interpreting them in ways that maybe hadn't been thought of before. You're able to help people save money in taxes.
Well, Steve, very true. We do mine for gold, so to speak. The fact is, every day there's new cases, new interpretations, new rulings. There's something new every day. And the fact is, someone must stay on top of it. And our firm gets so many daily publications read by multiple people. And we have planning meetings and, of course, not only go to seminars, teach seminars to keep us at the forefront of what you can currently do and how this can be utilized to save money for our clients.
And so, Richard, at what point do you get to sit with a client and then present them with your findings? Is that something you get to do?
Absolutely. In fact, after someone becomes a client and they've had the pleasure of generally meeting with Dave to talk to them and discuss their proposal at times, and specific clients that I also handle that I will discuss and actually present the report in person to make certain that they not only understand what we can do for them, but how it's going to work, and having an implementation team available to help implement and put the plan into action.
Well, all right. Well, with that in mind, let's go ahead and open up our phone lines, folks. And for the next 10 callers who call right now, we're going to offer a complimentary tax savings analysis that truly could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. We're giving this review to you with no cost, no obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Well, we all know knowledge is power. And this analysis is going to help you take your first steps to save tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So really, what have you got to lose? The results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes, something we all don't want to do. So for the next 10 business owners calling us, that's a comprehensive tax planning analysis. We're giving it away, complimentary, no obligation. And your road to greater tax efficiency begins with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Isn't that what you want to do? The analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes as long as you own your business. So give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax savings analysis. 678-TAX-HELP is the number. That's 678-829-4357. And again, make that call now before the end of the year. Get that strategy going now, and you could save hundreds before the end of the year. Coming up, as a business owner, you know that you have to pay federal income taxes. The question is, do you know if you're paying too much? Chances are you are. And when we come back, the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions are going to discuss ways that you can reduce that tax bill and keep more for yourself before the end of the year. We'll be right back. You run a successful business. You make a profit. And you pay your taxes. You pay a lot in taxes. Would you like to pay less in taxes and keep more profit for yourself? It is possible. All you have to do is call Tax Law Solutions for a complimentary tax savings analysis. TLS has legitimately and legally helped save business owners hundreds of thousands of dollars every year on their taxes. How do they do it? The TLS team combines business strategy and tax law expertise to craft a plan customized for your business. They are passionate about saving you money on your annual tax bill. And today, they're offering a complimentary tax savings analysis. To learn more and schedule a time to review your business, call 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Or just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. We're back. This is Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And of course, we have the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions. Always fun to hang out with these guys. Dave Runge, Oxford PhD, a business guy from, you know, for a long time. And then we have Richard Kolumbic, who's a CPA tax law attorney who, when he reads the tax law, it isn't putting him to sleep. It gets him excited. Right, Richard?
That's right, Steve. Quite a passion I have, and I'm very fortunate that I'm able to do something I love and to help people at the same time.
Well, yeah, and again, but that is such a satisfying part of what you do. I so admire that, to where you can take a business owner, somebody who's worked all their life and built a business and it's successful, and now they're, you know, they just think, well, this is what I have to do. I have to pay Uncle Sam. We all do. But you say, you step in, both you guys step in and say, hey, you don't have to spend that much money. You can save money, and it's all done the right way, all above board, all legit, not a problem.
Well, that's right, Steve. In fact, yesterday I was working on a client that Dave had met with, and they decided to engage her firm. And I noticed that that client was in a similar line of business with another client we were working on. And just to show you the difference between tax preparers, one of the clients was set up as a Schedule C, which is a form that you file for a business, not incorporated, not an LLC, not a partnership, not organized, but attached to your own individual tax return.
Okay.
And the other person was set up as a limited liability company and had elected S-corporation taxation. I don't want to get too complex, but the net result was these people made approximately the same amount of money, and one person was paying almost double of what the other person was. Now, here's the remarkable thing. We can save both of them money.
Oh, wow.
Because even being in a corporate entity or even an S-corporation or an LLC or a partnership is not the do-all, end-all of tax planning. It's a good step, and there's many steps that need to be put together to try to optimize a business's tax structure. But that just shocked me that two people making almost the same money, that one of them's paying double, and even the one who's paying less than half or approximately half is still overpaying their taxes.
Well, the remarkable thing is, too, is that the IRS doesn't seem to care. They're going to take whatever you send them, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone yet who sent in and paid the maximum amount of tax available. And by the way, it's perfectly legal to pay the maximum amount of tax available, and it's perfectly legal to pay the minimum amount of tax available. It's a decision by the client as to how they want to follow and fit in the tax code.
Sure.
The tax code allows you to select your type of business entity, to select what fringe benefits you offer to your company, and to select many areas that affect your taxation. And if you don't select, then the government selects for you. And guess what, folks? They usually don't select the cheapest method of taxation. But that's no action. That is a selection.
Sure. Absolutely. Again, great insight there. And Dave, you know, we've been doing the show now for a while. And so what kinds of questions do you get from listeners?
The primary question is really about, how do you do this? How do you achieve these results that seem too good to be true?
Sure.
And we usually start with an economics story. We don't start with trying to make people into tax lawyers. It requires more than the time we have available on this radio show, Steve, to make someone into a qualified tax lawyer.
Of course.
So it's similar to that. And I say that jokingly because I say that to clients as I meet with them. They ask me, how does this work? Give me some examples. And we usually say, well, if you're going to write one check for $30,000 to TLS, just picking a number, or write a check every year for $60,000 to the tax authorities, which check do you want to write? And if we aren't persuasive on that economic case, there's no amount of discussion of tax strategies that's going to win the case. Now, we have pricing and benefits for in a wide range. I just picked a number to illustrate how quickly clients can get their, quote, money back on investments made in tax planning.
Well, and again, we said before, and I've said it a couple different times now, that a business owner can make something happen this year. And we're talking about right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, with, you know, this is where we're talking, this is where folks are calling. And so it is, it's right here at home to get the help they need to help that business.
We've had a strong base of clients in Texas and in the Dallas area for a very long time. And it's really nice to meet some of their new friends. It's nice to meet new friends over a channel like radio, where we would not normally meet people. But it's, the response has been great. We're making a lot of new friends in the Texas area, and we are saving a lot of listeners a lot of money.
Well, and again, if you want to get in on it, folks, 678-TAX-HELP, that's the number you can call. We do have some open phone lines for you right now. You know, one of the things, too, that we often talk about is, so, well, the IRS is going to audit me if I go through with this. And that is, you have proven time and time again, that's not the case.
Well, that's correct. Audits actually work by a totally different formula. And that formula happens to do generally with what's called a DIF score, or a differential between other people's tax returns in the same line of business for business owners as to income deductions, what the norm is. And it's quite amazing, and Dave can fill you in on what the norm is percentage-wise, according to the IRS, on what people's taxes should be percentage-wise. And it's just amazing, because the number that's the quote norm means 50% of the people are paying more tax than the other 50%.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, again, so if you had a goal, it would be to help everybody save that kind of money in their taxes, and that would put more money back in the economy. I mean, you know, this is a win-win all around.
So here's the surprising information, Steve. We rely on information from the IRS itself, the Department of the Treasury, which indicates what they expect taxpayers at certain income levels to pay. Mm-hmm. Let's say your income is $231,000. Department of the Treasury expects that you'll pay about 14% of that income as taxes. Now, when I put information like that up on a slide in a presentation, I just see deers and headlights all around the room.
Of course.
Then we go up to $1.6 million of annual income. Department of the Treasury expects the effective tax rate on that income to be 19.4%. And as Richard said, you're paying more than that. You're above average. That means people are paying less than that.
Sure.
And it's a stunning thing to look at an audience full of people who suddenly realize, from the only person they'll really believe, the Internal Revenue Service itself, because the IRS statistics are now telling them they're overpaying their taxes.
Wow, that has to be an eye-opening experience for folks in a room. Absolutely. That's kind of exciting, though, because all of a sudden, it's like, these guys know what they're talking about.
Well, I give a lot of seminars, and I usually make some joke about being a pretty face that just came in for the afternoon for a presentation. And they don't need to believe me, but they would believe the Department of the Treasury.
Of course.
They believe the Congressional Budget Office. They'd believe a source like that if they heard statistics like I've just stated. And that motivates them to action. And the motivation to action couldn't come at a better time than this late in the year, when there's just enough time to still reduce taxes for this year.
So when someone comes in and you do the analysis, I mean, we're offering that complimentary analysis today, a tax analysis, and they sit down with you and you present them with, say, 6 or 8 different strategies that can help reduce their taxes. How do they know how to do that? Do you help them? Do you walk them through that process? I mean, the actual implementation?
We have a very capable team of tax consultants to do that. In fact, we stay with clients for an entire year.
For a year?
It's a bit like learning how to ride a bike.
Richard, you've said this before, that there isn't one specific kind of business that this applies to. This applies to all businesses because the tax law applies to all business.
That's absolutely right, Steve. The big issue is it has to be a profitable business that's paying taxes, that believes they'd like to pay less tax, and there has to be a legal way to do it. That's our client. And the reality is there are legal ways to reduce your taxation. And if you don't believe there are, and you still think you should be paying less tax, have us do a free consultation where we can review to some of our listeners on the air what we can do, what they are doing, and what we think we can save them.
Go ahead.
In fact, we should have them call us now.
I think that's a fine idea, Richard. Let's do that. Let's open up our phone lines. Let's invite folks to give us a call. In fact, the next 10 callers right now, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that Richard just talked about. Could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes every year. And we're giving this review to you with no cost, no obligation, if you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes, and that's a bunch of folks. So knowledge is power. This analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So what have you got to lose at this point? And there is time to do this before the end of the year. Now, the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, it's a comprehensive tax planning analysis. We're giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you have, spend more time concentrating on your business than worrying about your taxes. This analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. So give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get this complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Again, 678-TAX-HELP, super easy to remember. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with tax planning experts on the Tax Planning Hour.